cliffcentral.com.
All right, so one thing for the week.
Do
you want to do this? This week you're going to be a mini prostitute. I know this sounds like it could be very dirty, but you're going to do a mini act of prostitution this week so that we can just make these things a little more normal and you don't have to be so judgy. I know Sia's already being judgy because Sia doesn't like strippers. So you can decide which one you want to do. We'll start at the very bottom. You can look at someone suggestively, and then when they look back and they like, kind of look like they might be interested as well, you could say to them, that'll be 50 cents, please. And they won't know what's going on, but it's just going to be a fun way to break the ice, right? And then, because you might see people this weekend, who knows? You might meet some new people this weekend. You might go out and bump into someone at the shop, and then you look at them suggestively, and then they'll look at you suggestively, and you go, hello.
And then you'll have to really use your eyes on this one.
No, because the mask. Yeah.
You have to do a lot of eyebrow work.
If you feel like getting a little bit more money for your effort, then you could just kiss someone on the cheek. But this would have to be after the, you know, something has already happened. You can't just walk up to a complete stranger and kiss them on the cheek. But if you think someone
they'll biff you over your head with their handbag.
What's it say?
Can think you're French.
Maybe, but I think it would probably be for a lot of people a little bit too much. But then you can charge them a lot more for a kiss than you can for a suggestive look. So you could say, kiss them on the cheek and then go, that'll be $2, please. And I mean, it might make them laugh. No. The third thing you could do is just grab their hand and caress it.
Ooh.
That you could charge probably about, I think, 5, maybe even 10 rand for. You know, it could be a person who looks lonely or a person who looks like they need some attention. And then you say, that'll be 5 rand, please. you could let someone pinch your bum. That would probably be a whole lot more, maybe $20. What do you think?
You might have to force someone to pinch my bum.
But they have to be minor acts of prostitution, not very major ones. So you don't.
Yes.
You're not going to take.
I'm sorry. I thought they have to be minors. Like, where is this?
They have to be revolting. They have to be small prostitution acts. They don't have to be big ones. Because really, it is the oldest profession in the world. And most people never even consider it. And, you know, I'm so sick of people like prostitutes being judged when, you know, we all know that accountants and lawyers are much, much more depraved. And yet prostitutes get a bad name. So there is no reason why you have to jump in at the deep end with full-blown sex and, you know, having to charge strangers lots and lots of money. Find out if it is for you by starting small this week. So that's your one thing for the week. You're going to start off small with one tiny act of mini prostitution, and we'll see how it goes. Maybe you decide this is something I can do. You know, it would probably be better than opening up an OnlyFans. So do it. What the hell? Go on.
Better chance of success.
I think so. You know, I think so. Plus, you don't have to. You don't have to go all the way. It's just a small, fun little thing. And if it doesn't work for you, nobody ever needs to know. And no one will judge you. No one's going to say, oh, you're not only a prostitute, but you're a failed prostitute, because that's got to be very embarrassing. All right. We're going to get to some headlines.
And how would you fail prostitution?
Well, let's say
not even a conversation.
So many ways. Yeah. I mean, let's say you did go for the caress someone's hand and they slapped your hand away. And then essentially you would have been a failed prostitute, because not only did you not complete the act, but you couldn't charge them because they rejected you from the outset.
Mm-hmm. So
I think that could be a fun thing to do this week. And that doesn't.
I'll only do these things if I have a pimp to ensure that I get the money.
Okay. Well, Sia and I are happy to stand in as your pimp.
All right. Great.
Done deal. CliffCentral.com.